I walked into the classroom dressed like a doctor, and I asked the students if they believed I was a doctor. Some of them said no, but a lot of them said yes. And I asked, why is that? I had the costume. I came in with authority. I had props. I had a textbook that said medical vocabulary. I introduced myself as doctor, and I wrote on the board, medical English for nursing students. All these things served to create a fiction that was believable. And so that was my first lesson about costumes, authority, stage presence, and just going with the flow of with the audience and kind of, I'd say, rolling with the punches of the audience. So then we talked about what drama was. What is drama? And I got various answers from around the room, and I wanted to open them up and kind of assess them for what their basic knowledge and their confidence, their speaking ability. So I got many answers around the room, ranging from Shakespeare and performance and speech and action. And these these things serve to combine to create this literary art form that combines storytelling with action for an audience. And then finally, I prompted the students, you know, what else, what else? This is kind of a technique I will use, is this kind of a Socratic questioning. Just throw out questions, always ask questions. Even if I don't know the answer, I'm going to be asking questions, because that challenges both me and the students to find answers that we didn't know we already had. So even though I thought we had a very nice definition of drama, I asked more. I asked more of the students, what else? What else can we say about drama? And finally, after maybe a couple awkward seconds of silence, one student threw out facial expressions, how important facial expressions are in drama. And that was really cool, because that illustrated a cue. And what is a cue? As if on cue, this student said, facial expressions. And I said, you know, oh, how convenient. This is going to provide the perfect segue into my next lesson on expressing yourself just with your face. And I explained the importance of the cue and how this all worked perfectly to segue into my next lesson. And I said, you know, in this class, we're going to play a lot of games. We play theater games. And almost every class, we're going to play a theater game, maybe even two or three, in which everybody can participate. So I passed out what I had written, 10 emotions or personality types on a card, and passed them out to random people in the class, gave them a couple minutes to think about it, and some of these emotions included love, anger, alertness, and courage. A couple other emotions included sadness and happiness and tiredness. So one by one, the students got up on stage and had to express these emotions or personality types on the stage without saying a word. And that went quite well. One student had an issue showing alertness on stage, and so she had her purse up there, and she was pretending that she was on a bus. She was on the bus going to Chenzhou from campus, and she kept on looking behind her, and the students were confused by this. So I jumped in and acted like I was a pickpocket or a thief trying to take her purse. And so I would be behind her, and I would surreptitiously try to grab her purse. And then she would look back at me, and I would act all nonchalant and look in the opposite direction. And then I would try to take her purse again, and she would look back. And finally, the class got it. She was exhibiting the trait of alertness. So after that game, I felt like everybody was pretty warmed up. I got them warmed up from after a long summer break, where they hopefully had a chance to relax and recharge their minds. And then I went over the syllabus. I have my objectives, and the students have their responsibilities. The promise of class is to empower them with the ability to affect the world around them for the greater good. You know, all the world is a stage, and we are all actors. We are the sole authors and lead actors in the plays of our life, the plays of our lives. Would anybody want to see your play? That is what I'm hoping to get them to realize, that we are all the heroes of our own stories, and that perhaps this class will be more than just reading some drama, reading some Shakespeare, reading some Tennessee Williams, and having fun playing theater games. That perhaps they will gain some confidence and some deep abilities to realize that life can be like a play. It might be improv theater, at least in the moment, and that there is going to be conflict, and there will have to be resolution, and there will have to be some objectivity in order to make good decisions, to make wise decisions, and make some moral and ethical decisions. Give listeners more perspective and context on why drama is so important here in China. I talked to another colleague. This is a Chinese colleague in the English department. And I asked him, has drama ever been taught here? And is it ever taught by foreign teachers? And he said he had never heard of such a thing. This is probably the first time drama has been taught to seniors, and let alone been taught by a foreign teacher. A quick Google search shows that there's no drama positions available to foreign teachers in China. In researching, I did a considerable amount of research prior to coming to China on what my options were in teaching English in China. And, you know, most of the emphasis is oral English and business English, basic utilitarian English on for tourism and how to buy stuff. Basically, is the English of conducting business. Teaching drama is quite a thrill. It's an honor, and it might actually be, I could be reading into this, but it might actually be the first sign that I've seen that Chinese English speakers are looking for something more. Perhaps they've already learned the basics of English. They already learned how to get around in a store or say nice to meet you or ask your name and talk about the weather. Perhaps Chinese people are ready to take it to the next level. And I think drama and literature are good signs that they are ready to take their English education to a deeper, more meaningful level. So again, teaching drama in China is not only thrilling for me and an honor, but I think it'll provide benefits, mutual benefits to on both sides of the Pacific Ocean.